WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is behind bars charged with the kidnapping of a College Station man. College Station police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake was captured Wednesday evening after a chase through town ended with him abandoning a stolen vehicle on Linda Lane and running on foot. Earlier Wednesday afternoon, a College Station man was kidnapped and set free. The victim says a man asked for a ride to the hospital, then placed something against his neck and demanded that they drive until reaching Navasota, at which point the victim, who was not harmed, was made to exit the vehicle. The man drove off in the victim's vehicle. Drake's bond is set at $31,000 with charges for felony evading, unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and kidnapping. For more details and Drake's mugshot, go to WTAW.com. A 20-year-old is hospitalized with serious injuries after being involved in a wreck Tuesday night with an alleged drunk driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says two vehicles collided at the intersection of Shirewood and Miramir.
Upon investigation, one driver, Nicholas Capel, was arrested for intoxication assault. The other driver of the second vehicle was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital with serious potential life-threatening injury.
McKeithen says 25-year-old Nicholas Capella Bryan is being tested for alcohol and drugs. The 20-year-old victim had to be cut out of his car by Bryan Fire Department and was taken to the intensive care unit at St. Joseph's. Bryan police are still searching for a man who robbed a Bryan donut shop Wednesday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says he brandished a gun, but no one was injured.
A white male wearing all black entered the Donald Donuts located at 3308 East 29th Street, which is right near Briarcrest. The suspect displayed a firearm and then left on foot with an undisclosed amount of money.
The robbery took place just after 8. McKeithen says police continue to investigate all the leads they have. A consultant is being hired to update the development of commercial land along the east side of the freeway in Bryan from Briarcrest to the South City limits. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says this involves the Tax Increment Financing, or TIF, district created 6 years ago to provide necessary infrastructure for businesses that have included retail and lodging.
It's not just the acreage north of University Drive and those developments, but also quite a bit of acreage that you see that's pretty much wooded all the way from Target Center or that development to University Drive. That's critical to the city of Bryan. Make sure we have everything together for that critical piece of land.
There are three developers, one who owns the new Chick's Convenience Store and Value Place Motel, a new owner of the Target Shopping Center, and the owner of vacant land from south of the center. A Texas man was recently killed by Africanized bees while working outdoors. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension entomologist Sonia Swiger says you should always scout out areas where you'll be working ahead of time, but if you do get attacked by bees, run to safety as fast as you can.
Don't try and drive the tractor because the bees will outrun the tractor. You want to get inside a building or inside a car, someplace that you can at least shut the doors and keep them away. You don't want to jump into water. That's one thing that if it is an Africanized group of them, they will wait around for you and they'll chase you up to a quarter mile and will continue to attack until they feel satisfied.
Swiger says the best safety precaution is to keep bees from having places to live by keeping your land clear of abandoned cars, empty bins, and undisturbed holes, pipes, and brush piles. In the midst of legislative turmoil, St. Joseph's Health System is welcoming the passage of a bill. Media coordinator Ashley Sigmund says House Bill 705, which was accepted unanimously in both the Texas Senate and House, increases the penalties for those who attack hospital staff.
What this did is it amended the term emergency services personnel to include emergency department employees in hospitals. So under the old definition, someone could be charged with a third-degree felony for assaulting a police officer, a firefighter, or a paramedic at a crime scene, but assaulting a hospital employee in the ER, you know, a few minutes later, that was only considered a Class A misdemeanor.
Sigmund says a national survey by the Emergency Nurses Association found that 1 in 10 nurses reported physical abuse at work over a 7-day period, so the protection is especially meaningful. And retail gasoline prices across Texas have fallen by a nickel a gallon for the second straight week. AAA Texas says the average statewide gas price stands at $3.34 as a projected 2.4 million Texans took to the road for 4th of July getaways. AAA's Doug Shoup says drivers in Dallas are paying the most at $3.40 a gallon, while those in Amarillo are seeing the lowest average price at $3.21.
So we're finding that our major metropolitan areas, our big centers of commerce, are seeing the highest gas prices in the state.
Shoup says gas supplies are at their highest levels for the first time for this time of year in more than two decades. That's pushed retail prices down despite the rising cost of crude oil. WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lukenbach, you gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org, pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
Through today, mostly sunny skies with a few passing clouds around. It's going to be hot and humid into this afternoon with high temperatures up near 95 degrees. And then for tonight, generally clear skies with the overnight low temperature down around 70. For Saturday, it's sunny to partly cloudy at times, maybe an isolated afternoon thundershower, temperatures approaching the mid-90s, lower 70s at night, and then partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm Sunday, high temperature 90 to 94. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor filling in for Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, two more Aggies are heading to the FINA World Championships in Barcelona, Spain. The Rangers and Astros played some 4th of July baseball yesterday, and the women's final at Wimbledon is set. All this and more coming up in sports.
And there are no Americans in there, huh?
No, not in any singles. In doubles, yeah. There's two guys, oh, okay. The brothers, but...
Bunch of funny names. that are tough to pronounce.
That and hockey seems to always get me,
yeah,
I swear.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. It's 7-16. Okay, so here we go. Joey Chestnut downed 69 francs and devoured his own record in the men's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Now, you see, right there, a matter of fact, in this, it's a short article or a little blog, but no place in there does it say Nathan's. See, so they're not even getting the plug out of that thing.
Man.
Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow, won the women's competition. The San Jose, California man known as Jaws ate one more wiener than his previous record to capture the mustard yellow champion's belt and said afterwards that he was motivated by the prestige and not the $10,000 prize money. He said, I'd done this for nothing. Yeah, well, but he didn't, did he?
He did get a lot of free hot dogs.
Yeah.
He'll be full for the next couple of days, bro.
See, and that's, okay. I got that someplace. Here, no. All right. This is, let me see. Joey Chestnut, in that 10 minutes, consumed 26,816 calories.
Wow.
Nearly 1,700% his recommended daily fat intake, mm-hmm, and 2,300% of his recommended sodium intake. So I don't know what they do. I mean, I'm sure they don't go get on a roller coaster after that. But, I mean...
Oh, sick!
Don't you probably drink a lot of water for the days afterwards to kind of help your body slough that stuff off?
Certainly.
I mean,
I'm sure he's bloated.
Imagine.
And the funny thing about some of this stuff is you would expect guys that were, you know, really good competitive eaters to be humongous. Joe Chestnut's really not that big a guy. I mean, he's 6 foot, like 215, something like that. But him and Kobayashi was the big guy back in the day. He's like a little skinny.
He is. He looked like a pregnant woman, a skinny pregnant woman whenever he would eat all
those. And what's her name? The girl weighs 100 pounds. Sonia,
yeah,
weighs,
seriously?
100 pounds. Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, is you have to allow your stomach to become distended. And if your stomach's surrounded by a bunch of fat already, it won't be able to do that.
I guess
so,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's... But, yeah, they've got to be really uncomfortable afterwards. Just uncomfortable. I can't imagine.
Look like the Templeton the Rat off Charlotte's
That's
Web.
Exactly right. So, of course, you know, there are those people who competitively eat like that. And then, of course, you could just be unhealthy in your eating habits every day. And that, after all, would be a lot of U.S. Americans. And what better to help you become fatter and fatter than frozen dinners? They've become such a part of the American way of life that Smithsonian's National Museum of American History displays one of Swanson's compartmentalized aluminum TV trays in an exhibit. But the frozen dinner as we know it has changed so much to the point that now all nutritional value pretty much has been leached out of them. You see, in the 1940s, Maxon Food Systems manufactured frozen meals that they called strata plates for airline passengers to be heated up right on the plane. They had three compartments, one for meat, one for vegetables, and one for potatoes, but were never sold in the retail market. Then, in the 1940s, Frozen Dinners, Incorporated, which, by the way, became Quaker Food later on, sold frozen dinners in aluminum trays, first in the Pittsburgh area, then they moved out. In 1954, the Swanson Company appeared on the frozen national scene marketing their frozen meals in a TV dinner. Now, again, y'all are a good deal younger than I am, but I remember the excitement of that first time that we had Swanson TV dinner. And again, growing up at a time where eating out was a very special event. I mean, it just didn't happen very often. When I was growing up, I don't know, maybe we would eat out once a month. But, you know, when I was a little, and I want to say I was about 7 when I had my first TV dinner. And, you know, it was horrible. It was terrible. The potatoes pretty much tasted like what you get in a Famous Bowl, right? Oh, never mind.
Oh, but I mean, you're so
just,
mean.
I know, but it was just nasty food, but it was the excitement of having this TV dinner, which was really cool.
Well, I love Famous Bowls.
Know, I know you do. And that, Jack, have you had a Famous Bowl?
I have. Okay. I'm not as big a fan as Kat is.
Yeah,
but
Kat,
I mean,
Kat pretty much is.
I eat them up.
But anyway, now, as we look at this, one of in the 1950s, one of Swanson's ads appealed to the convenience of the tagline, I'm late, but dinner won't be. Because after all, why not slide those aluminum trays into the oven and do that? Nowadays, there is plenty of stuff out there that is unhealthy in your freezer, and we're here to help you out with a list of them. If you are really, really ready to put frozen food that is unhealthy in your freezer, we're going to help. Number 10 on the list, and again, two things in this name tell you it's not going to be healthy. First is the name. It's Maria Callender's.
Oh,
Maria
Callender's. Now that means it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, I know, but it's not going to be healthy either. Maria Callender's does not do a fat-free line. You know what I'm saying? But it is their cheesy chicken and bacon pot pie.
Oh, my gosh, that
sounds
good.
Because after all, a chicken pot pie isn't enough. You need to go ahead and add cheese and bacon to it as well.
That sounds like breakup worthiness material.
Oh, what? If somebody stole it from you? How do you mean breakup?
No, I mean you break up and then you spend the evening eating a cheesy bacon.
Oh, I got you.
That's how good it sounds.
Sounds like a Friday night for me.
Yeah, rather than a tub of ice cream. What's really neat, though, is they, on the back, of course, they talk about calories per serving. The magic thing is that Marie Callender's cheesy chicken and bacon pot pie is more than one serving. So when was the last time you split a pot pie with anybody, right? And one serving has 740 milligrams of sodium, that's salt, and only 1,040 calories.
You know what? If we want to eat what we want to eat, then just let us eat what we
want to eat. Oh, okay. And then there's the second on the list is Stouffer's Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it be Fettuccine Alfredo? And then, you know, for some reason, they've taken these TV dinners and decided, well... You know, the amount that we give you might be the recommended daily allowance, but who wants to stop there? I mean, don't you want to go ahead and have that really big deal? So,
well, do you really? I mean, if they wanted to lose weight, they'd buy a Lean Cuisine. Why are you attacking the delicious food?
Exactly. So Banquet calls theirs their extra helping meals, and their Salisbury steak only has 2,363 grams of sodium in it, which is not much. Then there's buffalo-style chicken strips from Boston Market.
Hey.
Only one pizza in the list. It's DiGiorno's Rising Crust Pizza.
Oh, I love DiGiorno's.
Yeah, just listen to you.
Man. Cat's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm not going to lie. All this sounds delicious, too.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kat. And I have a problem with frozen food.
Number two on the list, and this just sounds nasty. I mean, I can't imagine in any world where I would go and get Swanson's Hungry Man Sports Grill popcorn fish and chips.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's horrible.
Just make yourself a side of peas, and then it's healthy.
Oh, that's it. And then number one, of course, would be your Hungry Man Classic Fried Chicken Dinner.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, it has... gravy to go on top.
Is it brown gravy or white gravy?
It's white gravy.
Oh, hey.
And then, of course, an apple cobbler to go along with it because there's not enough calories in that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Howsomever, it has green beans in it. So
hey, it's healthy.
Of course it is.
It's rounded.
Without a doubt. Later on this morning, the dirtiest beaches in Texas. And actually, Texas didn't make the list as far as a state is concerned. There are other states that had dirtier beaches.
That's surprising.
Beaches, but it didn't. Six people who have something in common that nobody else did. They are George Clymer, Ben Franklin, that one, Robert Morris, Roger Sherman, George Reed, and James Wilson. Those are the guys and the only ones who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution.
Huh? Well, who knew?
And later Ben Franklin on, gets all the
he does. He gets the all pub. The publicity. He gets his picture on the money. I mean, I don't understand that.
He gets all the quirky witticisms that are passed down from generation to generation.
And some stories about his behavior. But then that's, coming up in just a little while, things you didn't know about the Lone Ranger.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Imagine luscious dark chocolate ice cream with chocolate brownies, miniature marshmallows, chopped almonds, pecans and walnuts surrounded by a rich caramel sauce swirl. Welcome to new Bluebell Rock Slide Brownie Ice Cream. Barely legal in 22 states.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 95 for a high temperature today with winds out of the southeast. Around 73 tonight. And then about the same thing as far as the temps, we'll maybe a degree or two cooler all the way through Tuesday. The other good thing is there's a little bit of humidity out there, so the chances of rain are at least in the forecast, whether it happens or not, obviously. So Melson, our lows each night will be in the lower 70s. Right now the winds are calm, 79% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we have 71 out there.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks so much for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. We're asking for you to vote for us again. You can find the link at txtraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Alan Alda, the former MASH actor, still a popular figure at Stony Brook University in Long Island. 4 years ago, he helped establish a science center there. Last week, it was renamed in his honor. The Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science is dedicated to teaching scientists how to better communicate with the public. So apparently, these learned men and women and I share a common goal, reaching low-information populations. I'm conducting outreach to low-information voters, and they are after low-information science consumers. Alda is a visiting professor of journalism. He doesn't teach regular classes, but he shows up at his center for conferences and workshops. He says if scientists use clear, simple language, society will reap huge rewards. Lawmakers will make better decisions about scientific funding. Doctors will be able to explain what they're doing and why to their patients. And with proper, simple explanations, consumers will finally know what's in the food they buy, and presumably why they shouldn't buy or eat it. Professor Alda, for close to 25 years, I've been making the complex understandable. I have vast expertise in this, and I can help you to help these scientists, and together we can help the world. You want today's science explained simply for the low-information crowd? Good. Start with lesson one. Repeat after me. Man-made global warming is a hoax. One more time. Man-made global warming is a hoax. Two, it's okay to eat gluten. See how easy science can be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-662-9515. That's 1-800-662-9515. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-662-9515. That's 1-800-662-9515.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Wednesday kidnapping of a College Station man resulted in the jailing of a Bryan man. Police say 28-year-old Zachary Drake is charged with kidnapping, unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and multiple charges of felony evading. Several hours after a College Station man reported being kidnapped and set free with the kidnapper driving off in the victim's car, police located the car near Southwest Parkway in Dartmouth. A chase ensued through several areas of town and included the hijacked car being driven through a fence at the end of Dominic Drive and abandoned after a drive-through heavy brush on Linda Lane. Drake is jailed in lieu of a $31,000 bond. At WTAW.com, you can find more details about the chase and kidnapping. A Wednesday morning donut shop visit ended in an armed robbery. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a white man wearing all black entered the Donald Donuts on East 29th Street around 8:15, produced a gun, and stole an undisclosed amount of money.
Nobody was injured during this incident. We are following up on any lead that we get. At this time, it's too early to give out any kind of further details on the investigation because I don't want to jeopardize the investigation.
McKeithen says the robber escaped on foot. An alleged drunk driver is in jail after being in a serious accident. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 25-year-old Nicholas Capella Bryan was arrested for intoxication assault after he and another motorist wrecked at the intersection of Sherwood and Miramir.
The victim was transported to St. Joseph Medical Center where he was treated for his injuries. The medical staff evaluated him and felt that he could potentially have life-threatening injuries.
The 20-year-old victim is in ICU. McKeithen says Capella is being tested for alcohol and drugs. A new bill has been signed into law that helps protect medical workers. Ashley Sigmund with the St. Joseph's Health System says because of House Bill 705 amending the term emergency services personnel, assaults on hospital employees will now be treated with the same level of severity as assaults on police, firefighters, and paramedics.
A national survey by the Emergency Nurses Association found that 1 in 10 nurses reported physical abuse at work over a 7-day period. So it's not happening every day to everyone or even every week to everyone, but when it does, now our hospital ER employees will have the same protection under the law as other emergency services providers.
Sigmund says assaulting hospital employees will now count as a third-degree felony instead of a simple Class A misdemeanor. The bill passed unanimously in both the Texas House and Senate. 6 years ago, the Bryan City Council created a special tax district to pay for the infrastructure necessary to create commercial businesses along the east side of the freeway from the south city limits to Briarcrest. The council recently approved hiring a consultant. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says it involves 3 developers and 1 tax increment, or TIF, financing district.
We need some consultant help to allow the city to, organize and basically update our financials and our project and finance plans that are required by state law.
Dunn says the city and the landowners want to continue the momentum over the last year that has added, among other things, the Chick's Convenience Store and Value Place Motel. Summer is here, and as yard and fieldwork increase, so do your chances of bee attacks. Entomologist Sonia Swiger with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service says if you are attacked, run to a car or building and don't use a tractor, which bees can outrun. She says never jump into water because Africanized bees will wait for you to come out and continue to attack you.
You don't want to try and fight them off either, trying to stop and spray them off with a hose, which is what unfortunately the man that did recently die attempted to do, and that did not work out because they just will keep attacking.
Swiger says you can stop bees from moving in by keeping areas free of undisturbed brush piles, bins, and abandoned cars. She says you should check the area where you'll be working ahead of time and choose early morning or dusk when the bees are less active. Texans are being given the chance to name the full-size space shuttle replica that'll be displayed at Johnson Space Center's official visitor center in Houston. The visitor center at Space Center Houston is running its Name the Shuttle contest through Labor Day. State residents can enter the contest by visiting nametheshuttle.com and submitting an original name. A panel of judges will select 1 winner who will be announced in mid-September. The shuttle replica will be part of a $12 million 6-story attraction at Space Center Houston. Houston, which has deep ties to the nation's space program and is home to Mission Control, tried unsuccessfully to land one of NASA's 4 retired space shuttles. And this weekend, how about a pork chop instead of a steak on the grill? Supermarkets may have incentives this holiday week to mark down prices for pork. Livestock analyst Shale Shagram says in May, the average pork cut was running $3.49 a pound.
We do anticipate probably pork prices retail will be coming down in the course of the year, probably averaging in the high $3.30 range.
Even so, beef is expected to be the star of grilling this weekend. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited, and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned, and our team has years of experience, so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy you? Used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty. Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Starz free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies with a few passing clouds around. It's going to be hot and humid into this afternoon with high temperatures up near 95 degrees. And then for tonight, generally clear skies with the overnight low temperature down around 70. Sunshine with a few building clouds during the day on Saturday. An isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm is just a possibility. Temperatures again in the mid-90s. Low to mid-90s on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance of afternoon showers or thundershowers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor, filling in for Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a pair of former Aggie divers will represent Australia at the FINA World Championships in Barcelona, Spain. Some NBA and NHL offseason news, and some 4th of July baseball scores from the Lone Star State. All this and more coming up in sports.
So the nastiest beaches and the cleanest beaches out there, the most dangerous water, the most dangerous stuff lurking is actually lurking in the water, and it's not a shark, it's bacteria. It's bacteria that's fouling up America's shorelines. That's the word from the National Resources Defense Council. Kind of scary sounding.
Thought that's what BP was going to say or something.
Yeah, which says, yeah, forget the oil. There are microbes out there we need to be worried about. They just released their annual report card on the best and worst beaches. Delaware ranked highest for having the cleanest beaches overall, followed by New Hampshire. And after all, who doesn't want to think about New Hampshire and going in the ocean there? Because it's about, what, 52 degrees, which is okay if it's hot outside. Also, North Carolina, then Hawaii, and then Alaska. As far as the dirtiest beaches, Ohio wins. That's it. The most beach waters that tested exceeding EPA standards, followed by Wisconsin, Minnesota, Maine, and South Carolina.
So the Great Lakes are bad.
Yeah.
Bad thing.
Any number of reasons. Now, as far as Texas is concerned, we're not bad. The top beach would be South Padre. It gets 4 out of 5 stars. It's, you know.
You mean the top as in the nastiest? Or
no, the best.
I was about
actually,
to say.
The top as
what?
Far as the best is concerned.
Okay.
As far as on the other end, it would be, Padre Valley Park has a 3 out of 5 stars. Stewart Beach, which is in Galveston, gets 3 out of 5 stars. And I think the worst one is Jetty Park. Jetty Park, which is a 2 out of 5. But, you know, overall, we don't do badly. Now, also, while we're talking about that, let's see here. Yeah.
And they work hard to make it look nice. I know I was shocked as a child one time spending the night in Galveston, and I woke up really early, maybe 4 or 5. Every morning they bulldoze so much. They bulldoze all the seaweed off the beach face.
Yes.
I had no idea. I was like, ugh.
Some beaches in Hawaii, they actually have people who go out there and do it. It's a little quieter. But, you know, in 1900, Galveston was a booming city, arguably one of the most important cities, in fact, in the United States. But then came the hurricane.
Mm.
6,000 people were killed and was probably the greatest natural disaster of that time in American history. So ever since then, Galveston's kind of had this fight with the ocean.
Mm.
Now, part of the ecosystem, and this is a paper that was produced at A&M in 2007, they're saying what they need to start doing is taking that seaweed that you're talking about, harvesting it, and actually helping to build dunes in Galveston that would, over years, they call them seaweed-enhanced sand dunes, would be packed with this stuff called sargassum and could grow to 50 feet in the ocean, this junk that they take out of there. It reportedly does not smell very good. Reportedly? Yeah, go down there and you'll see. Nonetheless, it could save homes, businesses, and even lives along the Texas coast.
So hey, go for it.
They may be looking to do that.
It's dunes out in the on the beach?
No, yeah, they are. What they do, but it grows out in the, it's 50 feet long when it's out there in the ocean, is to bring that stuff in, not just what, I guess, randomly washes ashore, but actually go and harvest it in the ocean and bring it in and help that build sand dunes. That would help, first of all, to mitigate some of the beach erosion that takes place, but also could help if there's a hurricane out there.
Huh.
So we'll see. That's, again, a paper from Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. The other thing you're thinking as we are at the 4th of July is, what are the most popular beers in America? What are the most popular beers in America? A Chicago-based research firm has compiled data on the 20 top-selling domestic beers based on sales from supermarkets, drugstores, selling beer and drug stores. I find that interesting. Gas and convenience stores, and also your mass market retailers like Walmart. Number seven is Busch. Number six is Busch Light. Number five is Natural Light. Number four is Miller Light. Number three is Coors Light. See a pattern? Number two is good old Bud. And it's interesting, number one, and really by a wide margin, is Bud Light. 270 million cases of beer sold a year. Second is Budweiser at 101, so more than a 2-to-1 margin. More than a 2-to-1 margin.
Because Bud Light has the best commercials.
They do have good commercials. Now, they are number two in the world. The most popular beers in the world are Skoll, number 5, Corona, number 4, Budweiser, number 3, Bud Light, number 2, and a beer called Snow, which comes from China. Possibly the fact that it's from China could have something to do with that. But I don't know. I've never had any of that. We did birthdays earlier this morning, but we missed one. We missed one because he's one of my favorites. Happy birthday tomorrow to Jim Gaffigan.
I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something. How could you? McDonald's. It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you. No one admits to going to McDonald's.
Right.
They sell 6 billion hamburgers a day. There's only 300 million people in this country. It's like, I'm not a calculus teacher, but I think everyone's lying.
Jim Gaffigan. He's fun. He's got 5 kids. Lives in an apartment in New York with 5 kids. Can you imagine doing that?
Maybe that's why he's a comedian.
He could well be. It could.
He's got to get out of there and get on the road.
Yes, do something. Exactly. So, okay. Lone Ranger facts. Lone Ranger facts. Now, of course, y'all are much too young. But if you were an old guy like I was, you remember, I think, on Saturday mornings when we would hear this.
Ranger.
I don't know if y'all have ever seen the video. Here's this guy out in the desert.
I've actually heard this. I haven't seen it.
Well, I've seen the Lone Ranger.
Have you?
I have.
Like this old one?
Some reruns.
Yeah, not
the movie that came out.
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Ohio.
Wasn't
silver.
It originally on the radio? First?
Yes.
And then,
and that's it. That's Ohio Silver away. Yeah.
But I haven't seen an episode, but I've seen a reenactment of the first episode where somebody played every part and just changed their costume as the different voices. But I think it was with the radio, radio version.
No, you're actually right. That's right. It was originally on radio, and he is older than Superman. It started on WXYZ Radio in Detroit, 1933, which means he's 80 years old. Superman didn't show up until 1938. The program ran for more than 2,500 episodes before going off the air in 1956. It was the first Western made for TV in 1949. With Clayton Moore starring as the Lone Ranger and Jay Silverheels as Tonto. The show became the biggest show on ABC, which was then the last place network. So it pretty much pulled them out of the ditch. This whole thing about silver bullets, like any good superhero, the big finish. Again, it's the William Tell Overture. It's classical music, and we, you know, tied it into a TV show. But anyway, early on the radio, it was a silver mine that the Reed family owned, and the Ranger used the bullets to remind him of the family that he had lost. Later, the TV version kind of tweaked that story a little bit so that the Ranger used an expensive metal in his bullets to remind him how precious human life was and to be cautious.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because he didn't kill people, right?
Not much. No, not too often. No, he'd try not to draw his gun if he could.
It's because he just wants to keep all that family silver.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, you know, if he didn't, he'd have to go in there and dig it out. And that wouldn't be
it's expensive.
Any, yeah, it really would. Ohio Silver was made for radio. Ohio Silver is the famous phrase the Ranger would utter before he would start riding. It originated as a way to signal the radio listeners that a writing scene was about to begin. And finally, Kemosabe was a made-up word. The show's creators never said where the word came from. Fans have been arguing about it for its origins for a long time. For a long time, they thought it was Trusted Friend. Trusted Friend. One theory of the name came from a Michigan boys' camp called Kemosabe. Others say it came from a play on the Spanish phrase, who knows, which is part of the Pueblo Indian language. But Kemosabe was a made-up word, and Ohio Silver meant that there was going to be a horse-riding scene coming up in the radio. So there you go. Happy 80th birthday to the one and only Lone Ranger. And again, the movie is this weekend. We'll see how that works. It looks really weird. But again, it's got Johnny Depp in it, so...
Looks good to me.
All right. It's Johnny Depp's middle name.
Yeah, yeah.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Guys, you've heard the phrase random acts of kindness, right? Well, for a strong marriage, forget the word random and think intentional. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And listen, I'm not against spontaneity. In fact, I love it. But if your marriage is like most, day-to-day life will hijack your schedule. You wake up one morning hoping to do something special for your wife, then you'll remember that project at work. Plus, the kids need a ride to soccer practice, and the lawn needs to be mowed. And then at day's end, you'll fall into bed exhausted, and your wife? Well, she'll be shoved once again to tomorrow's schedule. With so much going on, it's easy to lose sight of your marriage, and that's where intentional acts of kindness become important. There's no need for elaborate plans here. It's the little things that make a big difference, like setting the timer on the coffee maker so your wife has hot coffee waiting for her in the morning, or taking care of that sink full of dishes, or placing that little love note where she'll find it, or perhaps texting her to let her know you're thinking of her. The point is, successful marriages don't happen by accident. They're built, in part, by making intentional acts of kindness a part of your daily routine. So, men, what's one simple thing you can do today to show your wife you love her? For more information about investing in your marriage, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Former Texas A&M All-America divers Grant Nell and Jill Patrick will represent Australia at the 2013 FINA World Championships. Nell and Patrick both earned their spots in the national team after strong efforts the 2013 Australian World Championship Trials in Brisbane, Queensland. Nell, a two-time World Champions veteran and a bronze medalist at the 2010 Commonwealth Games, was a nine-time All-American with the Aggies from 2009 to 2012 and was a two-time NCAA runner-up. Patrick, who competed at the 2012 Olympic Games in London, was a five-time All-American for the Aggies from 2009 to 2012 and an NCAA champion on the three-meter board in 2012. After taking last night off, the Brazos Valley Bombers will return to action today for a doubleheader against the Texas Marshals in McKinney. The Bombers swept the Marshals in a two-game series earlier this week, capped off with a 9-3 victory Wednesday night. Game one of tonight's doubleheader is set for 5 o'clock. Both games will be 7 innings long instead of the traditional 9 innings. The NBA offseason is in full swing. New Orleans, Portland, and Sacramento have agreed to a three-team trade, sending guard Tyreke Evans to the Pelicans, center Robin Lopez to the Trailblazers, and guard Grievous Vasquez to the Kings. People familiar with the deal spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because NBA rules prevent confirmation of trades until July 10th. Meanwhile, one of the biggest stories this offseason is where sought-after big man Dwight Howard will go. The Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks are two of the teams vying for Howard's services. Here's ESPN NBA analyst Chris Broussard.
I think Houston and Dallas still have very good shots at getting him. Like I said, the Lakers, I think they made up a little bit of ground. They really focused on the marketing with Dwight, how we can brand you off the court, how we, the extra money you can make being in Los Angeles versus being somewhere else. You know, so that was a big part of it, and that impressed Dwight. I don't want to rule out the Lakers. I still think they have a shot, but I think Houston will probably be the front runner.
Howard is expected to make his decision as early as today, so we'll have to see how that unfolds. July is also the middle of the NHL offseason, and the Dallas Stars have been very busy. They have dealt Louis Erickson to the Boston Bruins for Tyler Seguin as part of a 7-player trade. The Bruins also acquired Matt Frazier, Riley Smith, and Joe Morrow in the deal that was announced yesterday. Dallas gets Seguin, forward Rich Peverly, and defenseman Ryan Button. Some other NHL moves, Danny Briere is heading home to his native Quebec, play for the Montreal Canadiens, and Patrick Elias is staying in New Jersey. Adrian Beltre provided some 4th of July fireworks last night in Arlington.
That ball's hit in the air, deep center field. Adrian Beltre, has he done it again? Yes, he has! It's gone! Adrian Beltre with his second home run of the night, and just like that, the Rangers are within a run.
That would help spark a big 7th inning for the Rangers, who scored 3 runs en route to a 5-4 win over the Seattle Mariners. In Houston, it was Brett Wallace getting things done for the Stros.
The 1-2. That's hit high in the air, deep down the right field line. Ball's hooking. Myers on the warning track at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone! Brett Wallace with his second home run of the game. This one ties it at 5.
The Astros and Rays would go into extra innings before a tie-breaking RBI double by Yunel Escobar in the 11th opened it up for Tampa Bay, who went on to win 7-5. Escobar finished with 3 hits and 3 RBIs for the Rays. The Astros will travel to Arlington tonight for a Lone Star Showdown with the Rangers at 7:05. You can find Astros coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone and Rangers coverage on The Zone HD. Saturday's women's final at Wimbledon is all set. Sabine Lisicki, the 23rd seed, who knocked off top seed Serena Williams in a stunning 4th-round upset, will play France's Marion Bartoli, the 16th seed, for the women's title. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at Galleria Day.